Well, good Monday morning. It's the 4th of March, and today's message is titled, The Faith We Need for Freedom. We're learning about faith and how crucial it is in the process of finding healing from our sexual brokenness. In Hebrews 11, we read about people who had great faith, and we looked at maybe the man of the greatest faith, Abraham. Here's what we read about Abraham and Isaac as they were going on the journey where Abraham was going to sacrifice Isaac. Quote, it says in Genesis, Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac, and he took in his hand the fire and the knife. So the two of them walked on together. Isaac spoke to Abraham, his father, and said, Behold, the fire and the wood, but where's the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. So the two of them walked on together. Did you know they walked for 3 days? Imagine what was going through the mind of Abraham. God has asked him to slit Isaac's throat, drain out his blood, and burn his body into ash as an offering to God. Remember, this is Abraham's only son, and he's waited decades for him to be born. This is the miracle child birthed by Sarah when she was 90 years old. Isaac was everything to Abraham, and yet Abraham has the faith to do what God told him to do. We get an insight on this very moment in Abraham's life when we read in Hebrews 11:19, quote, He, Abraham, considered that God is able to raise people even from the dead, end quote. You know, when I read those words, I think, are you kidding me? How in the world would Abraham ever have a thought like that? Had anyone ever been raised from the dead before? No. Were there books about people who had known of people being raised from the dead? No, I don't think so. Every person that Abraham had ever seen die stayed dead. And yet he believed that if he sacrificed his son and burned his very body into ashes, that God could raise him up from the dead. I mean, maybe he reasoned if he can take dirt and breathe into it the breath of life, creating Adam, then perhaps Abraham reasoned that God could take the ashes of Isaac and bring him back to life. Oh, but wait a minute. Moses hasn't been born yet, and Genesis has not been written, and that wouldn't happen for another 430 years. Well, I do think we can say thank you to oral tradition, where Abraham probably did know the creation story and how God made Adam from dirt. Friends, faith is an amazingly powerful thing. It is so important that God wants to develop our faith and make it stronger. The only way that happens is for it to be refined like pure gold. And the only way gold becomes pure is for it to be melted down and the impurities burned away. Now, what if you and I were to begin to view our sexual brokenness as the fire that God is using to burn away impurities and increase our faith? What if we view each temptation as not another opportunity to fail and fall back into sexual sin? What if the temptations are trials of our faith to see if we will call out to Him and believe that He can save us in that moment from that very temptation? What if instead of cowering before temptation and allowing our flesh to drag us back to the garbage dump of this world's porn, what if we see it as a chance to say, No, I'm not going back there, and then seeking the escape that He's promised to give us? Is it possible for you to have the faith to believe that God is allowing these temptations for the purpose of testing our faith and making us stronger instead of weaker? You know, James says that God never tempts us, which is true. But he does test our faith in many ways. And if we view temptation as an opportunity to do the right thing, then we can have an attitude of dealing with a challenge instead of dreading another failure. It all comes down to making the right choice at the time of temptation. It means having the faith to take the action of crying out to Him, Lord, help me. Holy Spirit, help me. Reaching out to others and fleeing youthful, lustful temptations. It takes setting up strong boundaries with bear traps for consequences and living your Christian life in a Christian community of others who will be there when you need them. Do you believe that God could have raised Isaac from the ashes? Do you believe that God can deliver you from sexual sin and evil? More on Faith for Freedom tomorrow. This is John Doyle with 180 Podcast. I trust you have a great day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends, and goodbye.